Last year's PG&E-related tragedies have put wind in the sails of major reform pushed by some legislative Democrats in Sacramento. Potential bankruptcy and new laws could mean big changes for PG&E. On Wednesday, I reached out to Republican State Assemblyman James Gallagher, whose district includes Butte County, for his response to the company's bankruptcy warning.
Well, it's really one of, I think, frustration and a little bit of shock. I mean, it's really kind of, I think, sort of came out of nowhere. You know, there was no calls to us that this was going to happen. Certainly, our community has been dealing with a devastating fire that, you know, we don't know what the cause of the fire is yet and who's liable. Certainly, there's been, you know, some questions as that it may have been caused by PG&E equipment. So to, you know, to all of a sudden declare that you're going to be going into bankruptcy when a lot of these questions remain unanswered and potentially putting wildfire victims at risk of, you know, not being able to recover, you know, that just causes a lot of frustration for people like me who represent them.
Isn't this really the public agencies that have lost so much and also the insurers are going to seek to get repaid for the money that they've laid out to the fire victims? So it's the insurers and the reinsurers that are seeking, you know, that could be left holding the bag by PG&E, or do the fire victims potentially stand to lose as well?
Right. Not necessarily, right? Because, you know, yes, it's true that, you know, for most fire victims, they're going to go to their insurance company and receive, you know, compensation for, you know, through insurance. And certainly many of the fire victims are signing up with FEMA to get individual assistance. But insurance doesn't cover, for example, loss of life. So for those who've lost a loved one, that's not going to cover that. You know, to the extent that there's liabilities associated with that, those victims would need to proceed with lawsuits against the party that was liable, right? And so, you know, insurance isn't going to cover that. And there's also people who are not insured. And actually, there's a lot of people who are not insured up in this campfire disaster area. How do they get compensation? And so, you know, to the extent that PG&E is liable, and I'm not saying they are, but to the extent that they are liable, we need to make sure that they compensate fire victims. And they should be first place. They should be way ahead of their Wall Street creditors. That's for sure.
For a long time, electricity was something very boring. It was a regulated monopoly. There was a push for deregulation, and that failed spectacularly. The Department of Water Resources was brought in to issue bonds to bail out PG&E. We've had the fires. What is the way forward? Where we go from here? And, you know, as a Republican, I would be very surprised to hear you say the words public utility, but what's the way forward?
Well, there's a lot in that, right? But I mean, I would start by saying certainly what we've been doing does not work. As a PG&E ratepayer myself, all we've seen is our rates continue to go up. We were the ones stuck holding the bag after the energy crisis in 2001. PG&E came out of bankruptcy at that time, and we, the ratepayers, are the ones that paid that money back over time. We, the ratepayers, are the ones that are picking up the tab for this big government renewable portfolio standard that has been placed on PG&E and other utilities. We pay that bill, but we, the ratepayers, keep paying, and we also are left with a system and infrastructure that is outdated, and because it's outdated, it's dangerous. Now, why hasn't PG&E been making the investments that other utilities have in Southern California, for example, to make it more wildfire resistant, you know, to ensure that there isn't the kind of issues that we've experienced? So, look, things have to change. And what I'm saying is, look, I think everything should be on the table. There should be strong consideration of a substantial reorganization of PG&E and or a breakup, you know, and let's look at what those options are and what's going to be best for wildfire victims and ratepayers instead of what's best for government and Wall Street.